education as we know it has been turned upside down by the pandemic. K through 12 schools are trying to navigate distance learning, and colleges and universities are trying to reimagine what higher education looks like. The presidential candidates are also weighing in. So today we want to take a look at the educational platforms of Joe Biden and President Trump, and we're joined by Laura Meckler, a national education writer at The Washington Post. She joins us on Skype. Welcome.
Hi there.
Well, Laura, we're now a few weeks into the school year for most K through 12 schools, and already it's become clear that in order to fulfill the mission of public education, some districts like Miami are deciding they will now have to go back to in-person learning. We heard a lot from President Trump back in August about the need to return to class, but where do both candidates stand now on this debate?
Well, I think that where you have President Trump, again, he over the summer was pushing hard for schools to go back to in-person. We actually haven't heard as much from him on that front lately, but I don't think his position has changed. I think his view is that they should be back in school. You know, Biden has taken a more cautious approach, basically saying, you know, of course, being in school is better, but it needs to be done safely. And of course, hitting Trump hard for his overall handling of the crisis.
The Trump administration has also been touting school choice as a way to give parents more options during this pandemic and beyond. Here he is speaking about school choice in general in the Rose Garden back in July.
And school choice is a incredible issue in many ways. It's a political issue. I agree. Most people agree with us. The smart ones definitely agree with us. But it's also a moral issue, and it really is a fundamental issue of civil rights. No American student should ever be trapped in a failing government school, which has happened so often for so many years.
Laura, the president, along with Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, they've been pushing for school choice long before this pandemic. Have they taken concrete steps to increase these options? And really, what power do they have on the federal level when so many of these types of decisions are made by local districts?
You know, very little. Truthfully, they have very little power on the federal level. This is done on the state level, actually. There are some state level programs that allow for school choice. And of course, it's also, as you say, on the district level. But they have tried, at least tried a little bit. For the last 2 years, Trump and his budgets has proposed a $5 billion tax credit. And the way this tax credit would go is essentially if you make a donation to a state scholarship program, you basically get your donation back through the tax code. You get 100% tax credit, which is a very unusual kind of tax credit. Usually it's something less than 100%. Proposing a $5 billion program that would essentially encourage these donations, and then the state scholarship programs give money to people who want to go to private schools. So it's another way of doing school choice. Now, this program has gone absolutely nowhere in Congress. There is interest in it from conservatives. Ted Cruz is a big backer of it. He's tried to get this kind of a program into the COVID relief bills, but that hasn't happened, and it hasn't been adopted as part of the budget as a whole. But yes, he is pushing that. And it is interesting to me how much, especially Betsy DeVos, but also President Trump, are talking about school choice as connected to the COVID crisis, because basically it's saying, hey, parents, your school is now online, and, you know, isn't it terrible? Aren't you all unhappy? Have you thought about school choice? Which I think is a little bit of kicking school districts when they're down. But Trump definitely sees good politics in this for him. He thinks that it's a winning issue with a variety of groups. And Betsy DeVos is very committed to the idea ideologically.
Where does Joe Biden stand on charter schools and school choice?
Yeah, I mean, and you should keep in mind, like, this Trump plan is like way beyond charter schools. It's private schools. It's money. It's public money for private schools. Charter schools are public schools, but that are run independently. Joe Biden, you know, was part of the Obama administration, which was very pro charter school. He has dialed that back during the primaries. The entire Democratic Party has moved to the left on this issue, away from any sort of school choice, including largely charter schools. They've been much more critical of them.
Mm-hmm. Biden addressed teachers in the National Education Association in July virtually and spoke about his plans for tripling the funding for Title I schools that have a large portion of low-income students. Let's listen.
That funding will also help eliminate the $23 billion annual gap between majority white and non-white districts. It's one of the single best instruments and investments that we can make to address systemic inequality. in addition to getting the raises you deserve, we're going to get you the resources you need. We're going to double the number of psychologists and counselors and nurses and social workers in school.
Can you tell us more about this plan for low-income schools with Biden?
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about, I mean, right now the Title I program is about a $15 billion program, and it's the main way that the federal government provides support to K-12 schools. And he's just talking about a huge increase in the funding. I mean, and he also wants to increase funding in a variety of other ways that support schools, for mental health professionals, for community schools, for school infrastructure. So it's basically sort of a traditional Democratic approach, which is sort of increase federal resources, you know, for these needs on the local level.
And how would Biden pay for these programs?
Well, Biden has said that he would increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans, those earning over $400,000 a year. You know, watching the Trump administration in the last 3.5 years, it feels like we hardly even ask that question anymore. How would you pay for things? Because we've had huge tax cuts that were not paid for and huge coronavirus relief packages that wasn't paid for. You know, the deficit has just gone through the roof. But I do suspect if Biden is elected, then those questions will come back again as the country confronts serious budget problems. He definitely has talked about raising taxes on upper income Americans. We'll see how that ends up playing out if he gets there.
College debt and affordability were big issues for some of the other Democratic candidates like Bernie Sanders during the primaries. What has Joe Biden offered on this topic?
So, Joe, you know, you see on many issues, and we're seeing it come up in our conversation here today, you know, Biden is just, you know, far more centrist than a lot of other Democrats, certainly including Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders wanted basically free public college for all. Biden adopted a version of this plan, but it's more modest. He wants public schools to be tuition free for families that earn less than $125,000 a year. Now, that is by far most American families. So that means that you would be able to go to your state school without paying tuition. For community colleges, he's promising that you can really go without any debt, without having to take any debt. He also wants to double the maximum value of Pell Grants and also make other student loan programs more generous. So, you know, he's really talking about essentially increasing federal aid for low-income and also middle-class students looking to go to college.
What about President Trump on this?
You know, he hasn't really said a lot about this. It was interesting. We reported earlier this year that some of his advisors were kind of freaking out about Elizabeth Warren and how she was having gaining traction with her talking about making college more affordable. And he wanted his own plan, but they were unable to come up with anything that they were able to agree on. And so his suggestions in this area have been, you know, far more modest. In fact, he's proposed cuts to the existing federal aid for college. So I don't really think that this will be much of a focus of his in the campaign or if he's reelected.
Overall, how would you say the president and former vice president differ on their big picture visions for how kids in this country should be educated?
It's just such a stark contrast, right? I mean, Biden, if you look up and down his plan, he's talking about new federal investments everywhere from pre-K to K-12. So he's just like essentially has not a lot of policy changes, but a lot of funding. Trump also wants to spend a lot of money. He's talking about a $5 billion program. That's not really as much as Biden is talking about, but it is a lot of money. But his is for school choice, which is, you know, allowing more families the more opportunities to get taxpayer support to attend private schools. So that's just a very, very big contrast.
That's Laura Meckler. She's national education writer at The Washington Post. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Hey, thanks for having me.